The U.S. military's Central Command, CENTCOM, oversees operations in both Iraq and Afghanistan, key battlegrounds in the U.S.-led war on terror. On Tuesday, the head of the command, General John Abizaid, arrived in Pakistan, another frontline state in the terrorism war, and on Wednesday he met President Pervez Musharraf outside the Pakistani capital. Neither camp has said much about their discussion, but presidential spokesman General Shokat Sultan did confirm that the agenda included the growing conflict between Pakistan and Afghanistan, again on the subject of combating terrorism.
The situation on the border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan, that was discussed. Pakistan's point of view was conveyed.
In a written statement, the Pakistani government said Mr. Musharraf stressed to General Abizaid the need for greater coordination and sharing of intelligence in real time with Afghanistan. In the last few weeks, Pakistan and Afghanistan have exchanged increasingly barbed accusations over border security. Afghan officials claim militants of the country's former Taliban regime have crossed the border and set up training camps inside Pakistan's remote tribal areas. Last month, Afghan President Hamid Karzai gave Pakistan a list of some 40 Taliban and Al-Qaeda suspects his government believes are hiding in Pakistan. Islamabad subsequently described the intelligence as worthless. Earlier this week, Mr. Musharraf accused Afghan officials of intentionally trying to undermine Pakistan's anti-terror operations. In an interview with CNN, he accused Mr. Karzai of being out of touch with events in his own country. Security analyst Samina Ahmed is the International Crisis Group's regional supervisor based in Pakistan.
This is now a fairly serious confrontation. It's gone beyond the tensions in the rhetoric. Now it seems that neither side is willing to calm down.
Still, she says, both countries remain key U.S. allies in the war on terror, and Washington still needs their cooperation to win that war.
There's a lot at stake here, and above all, what's at stake is U.S. lives. So you can well imagine what the CENTCOM chief is up against.
Abizaid was scheduled to leave Pakistan Wednesday. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.